In Perugia, Italy, a complex and bizarre murder trial is underway. At its center is an American college student. Amanda Knox and her Italian boyfriend are accused of sexually assaulting, then stabbing to death, Knox's British roommate. Perugia is a university town that attracts students from all over the world, but as NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports, the case has shed light on the unsavory side of student life there.
Perugia is a stunning hilltop town with medieval towers and Renaissance palaces cropping out of Etruscan foundations. It looms over olive grove valleys with Assisi, the city of St. Francis, glittering in the distance. But 16 months ago, the apparent serenity of this ancient town was shattered by a brutal 21st century murder with an international cast of characters. Cameras and recorders are allowed in the courtroom only as the defendants enter. 21-year-old Amanda Knox of Seattle wears jeans and a purple pullover. The young American woman who came for a year of study abroad has bewitched the Italian media. She's been dubbed Angel Face with icy blue eyes. Her father, Kurt Knox, is in the courtroom and can barely hold back tears.
I'll tell you, it's, first of all, very hurtful. Of all the things that have been said about her. How she's portrayed is completely opposite of who she is.
Knox's co-defendant is one-time boyfriend, 24-year-old Raffaele Sollecito, a Harry Potter look-alike. His affluent family has surrounded him with high-powered lawyers. The third person involved is not in court. 21-year-old Rudy Gede, born in the Ivory Coast and reared in Italy, has already been convicted in a fast-track trial to 30 years in prison. The prosecution contends that on November 1, 2007, Knox, Sollecito, and Gede were high on drugs and slashed the throat of British exchange student Meredith Kircher in a sex game gone awry. Amanda Knox has repeatedly changed her story, at one point saying she was in the house she shared with Kircher at the time of the murder. She also tried to implicate another African man, Patrick Lumumba from Congo, a longtime Perugia resident, and he is suing her for slander. Kurt Knox believes the police were heavy-handed with his daughter.
As it relates to Patrick, frankly, I believe she was pressured into making certain statements.
The defense wants to show that the crime scene was violated and evidence inadvertently contaminated. It's an effort to dismiss forensic tests showing boyfriend Sollecito's DNA on the victim's bra strap. The prosecution claims the murder weapon is an 8-inch knife found at Sollecito's house with DNA traces of both the murder victim and Amanda Knox. Many Italian, British, and American reporters have followed the case from day one. Fiorenza Sarzanini of Corriere della Sera has even written a book, Amanda and the Others.
I don't know if they're guilty or innocent, but it's their lies that landed them in jail. There are so many puzzles in this story. The defendants have told so many different versions of where they were and what they were doing the night of the murder. It's time for them to say exactly what they did. It's completely up to them, especially Amanda, to convince the jury of their innocence.
But for all the media frenzy, virtually no one from the public follows the trial. At night, groups of students, Italians and foreigners, sit on the cathedral steps drinking beer or smoking something stronger. Pushers openly sell their wares at every corner. Even police acknowledge that Perugia is the drug capital of Italy. Nevertheless, the only trial some local people want to hold is against the media for revealing the seamy side of a university town where alcohol flows and dope circulates freely. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News.